AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A number of police cars are just outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, which is outside Washington, after a 911 caller reported a shot being fired in Building 1, the hospital's original building on the campus in Bethesda, Maryland. A Montgomery County police spokeswoman says officers are checking, but they have not, as of yet, confirmed the report. The South Carolina Senate has begun debate on a bill that would remove the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. Democrat Vincent Shaheen, the bill's sponsor, says his state needs to address racial issues that go far beyond the flag.
These wounds we've been dealing with for 200 years plus, we've been pulling the Band-Aid off really slowly, and it hasn't been good for us.
Demands for the flag to be lowered came shortly after the white man suspected of killing 9 blacks in a Charleston church was seen posing with the flag in several online photos. Now that the Greek people have rejected a bailout offer, European Parliament President Martin Schulz and other leaders are concerned about Greece's chances of staying in that common currency.
We are in a difficult situation. The Greek people said no. But 18 other members of the Eurozone agreed about the proposals, to which the Greek people said no.
The Greek government has a new finance minister a day ahead of an emergency meeting with creditors in Brussels. Pope Francis is in Guayaquil, the port city in Ecuador, to celebrate Mass today in a park. More than 1 million people expected. A handful of altar boys took photos with the Pope upon his arrival. They'd been waiting on the tarmac and approached the pontiff when he left the plane. The Pope is on a 9-day visit to Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay, some of South America's poorest nations. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 41. The Nasdaq is off 15. This is AP Radio News. U.S. women's soccer team sets a number of records in its 5-2 World Cup championship over Japan. Matt Small with more.
Carly Lloyd rewrote the Women's World Cup record book with 3 goals in the first 16 minutes during last night's 5-2 victory over Japan.
It just unleashed off my foot.
Team USA's captain tells CBS This Morning about making that shot from midfield that resulted in her historic 3rd goal.
Instincts kicked in and I just went for it.
The 32-year-old who won the Golden Ball is the most outstanding player in last night's championship match, becomes the first woman to score a hat trick in the World Cup final, a hat trick faster than any other in women's or men's World Cup history.
This is a moment we will never, ever forget.
I'm Matt Small.
Serena Williams wins a 4th-round match at Wimbledon against her sister Venus, straight set 6-4, 6-3. That victory keeps Serena on track to win a true Grand Slam after she took the Australian Open and the French Open earlier this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.